Second annual Stoneware Fest and Swap Meet coming this weekend in Monmouth. Lots of other things going on along with it. Thanks for being with us here this morning. 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Escher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Joining us to talk more about the events happening this weekend from the Stoneware Museum in Monmouth. First off, Carol Parrish. Carol, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being in with us here this morning. Also, checking in with us is LaDonna Green. LaDonna, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for being in with us here this morning. So the second annual event, and obviously last year must have been a success because we're doing it again, right?
Exactly right.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah. And it was a wonderful time. We had a tremendous rainstorm that we thought would put a damper on it. But actually, at the end of the day, somebody posted on Facebook that it felt like a family reunion. And when we look back on it, yes, it was a wonderful time.
Well, you've got a great, I don't know if you want to call this a yearbook or what, from the event last year. That's some amazing photos from what happened last year.
Yeah. It does. Yes. We had some incredible pottery that came in, and that's what our focus is at the museum and for the swap. And there's something there for everybody, every price range.
We had tents because it had been so incredibly hot the week of, and we had already procured some tents. But it turned out to be a godsend because with all the rain, Crocs filling up with water, the guys
that would have been horrible.
It would have been bad.
Yeah.
So it was I think it brought people together because we had a common thing going on with the storm and the lightning and the rain. It was an event.
Yeah. So again, this year's good. I mean, a similar situation that we're expecting lots of sunshine and pretty warm temperatures. So again, all the tents and everything that the vendors will have set up. All right. Well, let's talk. I'll start with you, Carol, about the kind of the history of Western Stoneware and kind of how this whole event got started.
Well, actually, the museum opened up in October of 2019, and then COVID happened. So we were, shut down as everything else was. And but that was all right. That kind of worked to our advantage. I was able to do a lot of research on that. But we opened with 800 pieces. And this is a private collection. And these individuals, Sydney and Ray Brinkman, are originally from Southern Illinois, but they got hooked on collecting Western Stoneware pottery. And then it's something that needed to be in Monmouth anyway. And here it was an outsider that saw that. But that's all right. That's all right. And so we're just trying to learn the history as much as we can from the locals that are still alive that worked at the pottery. And that adds to the dimension of whenever they see the pieces. So right now we have over 1,250 pieces in the museum. Mm-hmm. And we get stuff all the time.
How long ago did Western Stoneware first start?
It was the merging of seven potteries in three different states, and that was in 1906. But we had the 3M company, which was the Monmouth Mining and Manufacturing, which produced clay tile, but they also did some pottery. And then we had the Monmouth Pottery, but that was in 1893 when that started.
Wow. So been around. So some of these pieces, there's some very valuable pieces out there that people own.
Yeah. You even look in Galesburg with Purrington Plavers.
Yeah.
There's a big following on that. So.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, the second annual Stoneware Fest and Swap Meet is happening this Saturday. Gets underway at 8 o'clock, 507 South Sunny Lane in Monmouth. Well, LaDonna, let's talk a little bit. There's another special event going on along with this, and we'll talk more about the Fest and Swap Meet as well. But a throwback baseball game. This is kind of a really, really cool thing. Talk about kind of the idea behind this. And obviously, one of the city's kind of baseball team, Western Stoneware, had a team that played years and years ago.
We had a couple of photographs brought into the museum that were one from the Western Stoneware Company team, and it's 1923, and then the 1937 Potters team.
That makes sense, the Potters, yes.
And the museum had purchased last year vintage-style baseball uniforms for Western Stoneware Company. And it was kind of a Field of Dreams moment. The several young men came through and the tent. We've got pictures. It was very unique. Well, this year, of course, 2023, we decided, let's do this. Let's have a game. So anyway, we got some uniforms for the Potters. And there is a league game that's going to be played. at the Maple City Field of Dreams at 2 o'clock on June 24th between Monmouth, Roseville, and United High Schools. And each team is going to wear one of these uniforms. It's a regular league game, but it's going to be regular high school rules, but they're going to celebrate the 1923 Western Stoneware Company team.
So not to worry, Tyler, because the uniforms, they're modern materials. They're not wearing wool.
I'm sweating thinking about it.
In 90-degree heat. But no, the throwback hats and everything with the smaller bills. And,
yes. Yeah. Oh, it's cool.
Do we have vintage umpire uniforms, too? Or
I don't think so.
Okay.
That's
all right.
I don't think we've gone that far.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, what time does that get underway?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the Maple City Field of Dreams, located the entrance to Citizens Lake in Monmouth. Free admission. And wow, this sounds like it'll be a really fun event.
A hot afternoon for sure. If
no
it's
concession
forecast,
though,
but that's what it's saying. No concession stand, but people are welcome to bring their snacks, their drinks, their lawn chairs.
Absolutely,
you know, just for a fun day and support these young people because it is one of their league games, you know, and it's sure to be a good afternoon. And then, of course, with the uniforms, it brings back some of the ambiance of days that we don't have anymore.
Well, we're also benefiting by teaching these young adults some history. And I'm all about history.
Yes.
So
all we need is a cornfield, right?
That's what, and it's... They'd have to come out of the lake, and I don't think
the uniforms would be a little bit wet. That would be kind of a cool thing, though. Just Aquaman game or something. Yes. I don't know. Joined this morning by LaDonna Green and Carol Parrish, the second annual Stoneware Fest and Swap Meet coming up this Saturday in Monmouth, the baseball game as well. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk more about all these great events coming up next. It is 8:20. It's Galesburg's Morning News.
Kick off your summer with a weekend of music and fun at the Bishop Hill Midsummer Music Festival this Saturday and Sunday. Free musical performances will be in the park all day, both days. For more details, visit bishophill.com.
This is Candy Meekum of Beacon of Hope Hospice. We're excited to be a sponsor of Big Bang Boom this year. Make sure you come out early so you and your family can get a good seat.
Another local sponsor ready to help us light up Independence Day at Big Bang Boom.
This is Pete Weedoff, WestRock General Manager in Galesburg. WestRock is proud to be a sponsor of this year's Big Bang Boom Celebration and invites everyone to Lake Story on July 4th.
Another proud supporter of Big Bang Boom. Family, freedom, and fireworks.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Molly Prescott from WGIL. Join the Galesburg Public Library for their Find Your Voice reading program. Kids in grade 4 through 7th are invited to find their voice through photography, art, or music composition. It will be held Thursdays at 6 p.m. through June 29th. For more details on this or other events, check out our community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball as the Redbirds take on the Washington Nationals. Coverage begins at 2:10 this afternoon.
Tune in for Cardinal Baseball on WGIL.
8:21, Galesburg's Morning News. Coming up this Saturday, second annual Stoneware Fest and Swap Meet in Monmouth. This Saturday gets underway at 8 a.m. 507 South Sunny Lane. Joining us to talk more about the event is Carol Parrish and LaDonna Green. Well, Carol, let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that are going to be happening. There will be a lot of vendors. So people will have their wares for sale if somebody's interested. A lot of them are going to be antique and whatnot. But also, I guess if you have any, and there are these in particular Western stoneware items that there's going to be people to appraise, or is it kind of any pottery item?
Yeah, anything around pottery. And actually, we have an individual who's coming in. LaDonna can talk more on the pottery, but I wanted to give a plug. This one individual, his name is Jeff Adams, and he's up around the Quad Cities. And he had written a text wanting to know about any bricks, because the 3M company made a brick, which is kind of rare to find. And so I just asked him, so what's with brick collecting? And he sent me a picture. His whole basement is lined with bricks that he has collected. He's had over 1,000 bricks, but he knows people with 10,000. Anyway, he's going to have a display table. And just to give you a sampling of what he's going to bring, because tiling and brick making and pottery are all linked together, he's going to bring some of his favorite Illinois bricks. He's got a prison brick made from Ohio. He has a slave brick made from Louisiana, some Oklahoma, Indiana territory bricks. So there's a whole other world out there that we don't know about. And if there's anybody out there, bring in your Purrington paver or bring in something that you might have that you think that he would be interested. And brick people, they do not buy. They trade between themselves.
Brick swapping. Who knew?
Exactly.
Exactly. I had no idea.
But
wow.
I think he's just another dimension that we're adding. Because if you don't care about pottery, maybe the brick might lure you in.
Well, it leads more to the utilitarian use of, that's why we have stoneware. You know, that's how they stored things. That's where they stored.
Clay was used.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I know you got, talk about maybe some of the interesting items that somebody just even coming to the museum might see. I know you had a picture on your Facebook page. It was a really cool horse head.
Yes.
Is that one of the more interesting kind of different
That's
types of pieces?
One of the more unique issues. We have some crocs that are called Two Men and a Croc. It's a stamp on the outside. They were made for 1 year, from 1901 to 1902. Nothing since, nothing before, just 1 year. And those are very unique. And, we have Monmouth pottery there that's old, that's survived, some of it, most of it, for 100 years.
Wow.
And it was used every day, which tells you the quality of the pottery and the fact that it was used all the time. Some of it's been buried in dirt up to the rim and has survived. That's how they stored their things.
We have a new piece that came in, which is actually old, but it had, I can't remember, 10 feet of cracks in it, and the owner restored it. But the thing is, it's a 50-gallon crock. It's huge, and the stamp on it is from Monmouth Pottery, and that crock is rare. Mm-hmm. So he had to have it conserved so the next generations can appreciate it. We have one-of-a-kind things, and of course, when the 1920s came, people had more disposable income. They were looking at jazzing up their yards and their houses. So we have the art room on that one. But our main focus seems to be crocks and jugs and churns.
Yes. As far as the Stoneware Fest goes, we have over 30 vendors. And they call it a swap meet because people swap pottery. There's things that vendors would like that someone will bring in. They swap. They're from 5 different states. And it's just, we have demonstrations that will go on, pottery making demonstrations using the Western Stoneware kick wheel and an electric wheel. Then we also have Katrina Albert. We have received some pieces at the Stoneware Museum that have come in pieces. And she is going to give a packaging and shipping seminar. So if you happen to sell something or if you're buying something, you want it to come in one piece.
Right. Or if you're sending it, you want it.
Or eBay. You buy off eBay and you get it. And
it's
such a shame because you've lost a piece of history once that's...
Well, and if you have a piece that has been in your family, you don't know what it's worth, you don't even know really what it is or any history about it, we have Burley Green and Sam Wood who are going to be there, and they will appraise on the spot. It costs you nothing.
And it's different pottery, too. It doesn't have to be Western Stoneware.
We have Whitehall, Red Wing. We have Peoria. Mm-hmm. We have Macomb. Macomb is infamous for their pottery. Alexis Pottery even comes in. Our little Alexis, Weir Pottery. We have the Weir Plow that was in, Monmouth. We have Weir Pottery.
Wow.
Canning jars. It's just going to be a fun day with the demonstrations, free tours.
Yeah, so you may have a piece sitting around your house, like, I don't know, is this an antique, isn't it? Is it worth something? Well, here's your chance to bring it and have one of the guys take a look and give you an appraisal and say, you might want to hold on to this or might want to go talk to somebody at the swap meet, too.
That's right.
And the thing is, if you're looking for a piece that is rare or you might find it there. We've had people
find
some interesting things.
You have the vendors that you can talk to that can be on the lookout for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a Little York rolling pin, a pottery rolling pin. Mm. And I just talked to a young lady who has one, and she looked at me and she says, "You'll never guess what I got." And I said, "You got a rolling pin." She said, "Yes." She didn't. Said, "I didn't want to tell you." I said, "I'm still looking. I'm still looking." But it's going to be a day full of history, camaraderie, food demonstrations, and It's free.
And food available from Fat Belly's Barbecue during the whole event. And, of course, the baseball game gets underway at 2 o'clock at the entrance to Citizens Lake. Make sure you bring your own snacks and to make sure you got your water or Gatorade, whatever the case may be. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really, really fun day and some really interesting things. Whether you're just a fan or not, even walking around and taking a look at all the history is kind of cool.
Yes.
It is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the camaraderie is wonderful.
Perfect.
Yeah.
LaDonna, anything else you'd like to add about the event?
Just come give us a try. It's not going to cost you a thing unless you find that piece of pottery that you can't resist. But otherwise, free admission to the museum, free admission to the swap meet, to the ball game. It's just
and if it gets
fun.
A little hot, come inside the museum and we will lead you around too on a tour. And you'll come away smarter.
Yes, absolutely. You'll know more.
You'll know more.
Carol, anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's it. Thank you.
507 South Sunny Lane, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Stoneware Museum of Monmouth, and the second annual Stoneware Fest and Swap Meet. This Saturday, of course, the second annual Stoneware Fest and Swap Meet, and then the 1923 Western Stoneware Company ball team meets the 1937 Potters ball team as well. It's Monmouth Roseville taking on United, and it's actually a league game for them, so they're going to be wearing the throwback uniforms and should be a really, really fun event coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm. I do have to add the museum is open until close to 4.
That's right.
The museum tours go from 8 to 4. The swap meet is from 8 to 1, and the game is 2 till the game is over.
There you go. All right. LaDonna, Carol, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.